We're going to step away from problems in the United States and look at some disturbing consequences of sort of unaddressed issues for the Palestinian Authority and the nation of Israel in the Arab-Israeli conflict. Ethan Bronner joins us, New York Times Jerusalem bureau chief. And you're describing this morning, Ethan, first of all, good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
It seems as though the Palestinian Authority is facing some very difficult choices based on some things that are its own fault and other circumstances that are going to be very, very difficult to resolve. Explain.
That's a very good description. I mean, its own fault in the sense that it has not been the world's most efficient authority over the years. There have been a lot of – there's been waste and there's been corruption. On the other hand, the real focus of the story – today is that they have not been getting the aid that they've been promised in the last 6 months to a year. And as they look forward in trying to sort of draw that aid to them, they face a very competing set of demands. The Americans, who give $500 million a year, are saying, if you, the Palestinian Authority, go ahead with your unity talks with Hamas, or if you go to the United Nations to seek statehood recognition, it's very possible that the Republican-controlled House and ultimately the Congress will cut off that aid. And the Israelis are saying, we would stop delivering you your tax money that we've been collecting and delivering to you. On the other hand, Qatar, other Gulf Arab states, including the Saudis, have been saying, you must go ahead with unity, and then we'll come forward with our money. So they really feel quite cornered.
And in the balance are, of course, 150,000 employees of the Palestinian Authority. And we're seeing on both sides, in the Palestinian Authority and in Israel, a growing dissatisfaction with economic conditions. Benjamin Netanyahu's popularity has declined significantly in just the last few weeks. Describe the political crisis that seems to be looming for both institutions here.
Sure. They're very different phenomena, but you're right, they're both right here. So to finish with the Palestinian one, the budget shortfall that they've been suffering, about $30 million a month for the last 6 or 10 months, has meant that this month of July, for the first time ever, the prime minister announced that he was not going to pay full salaries to his 150,000 employees. He only gave them half their pay. And those people, there are big families in the Palestinian areas, those salaries account for about 1 million people being supported. So it's a very serious business. And it includes, of course, the security forces, the police, and if they were to lose their motivation and there were a sense of disorder to return to the streets, that would be a big deal. On the Israeli side, it's a very different situation. It has to do with the sense that Israel's very sudden move over the last 10 or 15 years, sudden in historic terms, from a very state-controlled economy to a more privatized one has led to great inequality, great wealth and great inequality. And suddenly, a series of consumer issues have come together, the price of basic foods, gasoline, and in particular, and the hardest to solve quickly, housing. So, you know, it's complicated in Israel. Most of the land, some 90% of it, is owned by the state land agency, and it is sort of dribbled out, and therefore the cost of housing is high.
Well, the link between politics and economics is certainly a scary linkage there in the Middle East. Ethan Bronner, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
Ethan Bronner, New York Times Jerusalem bureau chief, with an update on some dire economic circumstances for certainly the Palestinian Authority and some looming crises for Israel.